This is the GMC Software Inspirecast, your weekly source for breaking news on customer communications and customer experience technology trends, featuring your host, Mirza Beg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Inspirecast podcast. I'm your host, Mirza Beg of GMC Software. And as always, as we've been doing with the very start of this podcast series, we've been focusing on all things customer experience for business and brands. And I am so very pleased and honored to welcome back a return guest to this podcast, Annette Franz. Annette is a CXPA, that is the Customer Experience Professionals Association board member. She's an author and speaker and founder and CEO of CX Journey Incorporated. Annette, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you and I have this great rapport, and I love that we're back again doing this again and talking about our favorite topic, customer experience.
Absolutely. And this time round, we're going to be talking up an ebook dedicated to the rise of the customer experience executive. Now, Annette, you are there in the ranks. You're part of the rank and file. You are that customer experience executive. You're part of the association. You're a board member. You know, you have your own firm, a consulting firm focusing on customer journey mapping and customer engagement and employee enablement and employee engagement, all the things that make up a great customer experience. So tell us more about this book. You were the author of this ebook.
This was probably one of the most exciting things that I've written in a long time. This is a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. I'm passionate about customer experience, and it was fun to write about this particular position, this particular role in the organization. It is really, at this time, the rise of this particular executive. There are, you know, as I went through and did a little bit of research for this paper, there are only roughly 500-ish around the world of these CCOs, but there are a ton of other folks who have various other customer experience titles, whether it's VP of customer experience or head of customer experience or whatever their title is. There are a ton of these folks out there right now, and companies are really starting to embrace this position as well. So it was really fun to write this. The reception has been overwhelming. The downloads have been overwhelming. And it was also really exciting to talk to five chief customer officers around the world who have made this their, you know, life's passion as well, to focus on the customer and the employee experience and do what's right for the business.
And speaking of those five authors, wow, quite an assortment, quite an amazing range of chief customer officers from some very interesting companies. Let me just name a few. Pipestream, they're an AI chatbot company. You have the Australia Post, Generali Group, which I've found out today is the third largest insurance company in the world. The CCO of Esri, which is a mapping software company, and then also a four-time CCO. One of her stints of being a CCO was with Cigna. It's a US-based health services organization. So, wow, what a great mix. I mean, tell us more about who then these five CCOs are.
You know what? You make a great point. It is a great mix. They have varied backgrounds. They work for different companies. They are from different places around the world. Three of them were here from the US, one from Australia, one from Italy. They were just fascinating to talk to, and each one had a different nugget that I thought was really interesting. When you download the book, make sure you read each of these interviews carefully, because each one of these CCOs shares some great learnings of, you know, what they've been doing over the last several years and what, you know, they want other CCOs to learn from them or other CX professionals to learn from them going forward. So if you don't mind, Mirza, I'd like to just take us through each of those five and just pull out some of the nuggets that I mentioned that I thought would be great to highlight here as we're talking.
Yeah, by all means, please go ahead, Annette.
Okay. All right. So I'll start with Donna Peoples with Pipestream. She this is her second CCO role. She was formerly with AIG through all of the challenges that AIG had over the Great Recession of 2008, 2009, 2010, in that period there. So that was a huge learning time for her as she was at AIG, taking that what she learned from AIG and moving it also over into her new company, Pipestream. So a lot of really cool stuff coming from her. She has a really diverse cross-functional background, and I think that's something that we saw from all five of these folks. Her biggest challenges, these are really interesting, alignment and navigating the politics. And I think, again, that's something that we often hear from CX professionals, is that they've really got to be good at navigating the politics within the organization. And I like that she said that chief customer officers need to be a salesman or an influencer. They also need to be a politician. So you're really running a campaign, shaking hands and kissing babies, is what she said, which I love. A technologist, because you've really got to understand the technology that feeds and facilitates the customer experience. And then also a customer advocate, number one being that customer advocate. Her advice for future CCOs, this was really interesting. Define a portfolio of services that you offer to the organization. So the CCO offers services to the organization, which I thought was really interesting. And so some of the things that she offered up as examples were of services were developing a CX strategy, CX insights and delivery, education and change management. Those are huge. And then performance management too around the metrics. So it was an interesting conversation with her. There was so much more that I could have written about the interview from her, and hopefully we'll have the chance to share some of that in the future as well.
And I love the point that Donna points out, that it's really about being a service organization, that CX is not just a function, or is it some concept that you can, you know, grab onto and latch onto. It's really a defined role within the organization. And if you are part of that service organization, then you have a mandate, you have a mission to fulfill. And that's what makes it then so meaningful. You have meaning as to what you're doing on your day-to-day, Monday to Friday, day in and day out.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that was huge. I love that point. That was a great point. And the next, we have Christine Corbett with Australia Post. She is their first chief customer officer. And again, her background is very diverse. She's been with the company for over 25 years. And so she's had experience across really all aspects of the business. I love what Australia Post is doing. So I just so happened to just come back from Sydney about a week and a half ago. And I was keynoting an event there. And a couple of folks from her team at Australia Post presented what they were doing. And it was so neat to see some of the really neat nuggets of information that they shared with the audience. They're doing some really cool stuff there. And it's, you know, again, it's, you know, they're really no longer about delivering letters. It's more around delivering parcels. And you think, oh, well, that's not really exciting. But their challenge is to be the best delivery service out there, you know, so, and to really stay relevant to customers as they move from, you know, letters to email, and, you know, digital becomes way more important than the, you know, the physical letter does. So they do have some challenges there, but she said that her greatest accomplishment was really getting everybody in the organization on the same page, really bringing in true outside in thinking, and making sure that everybody asks, what is the impact on the customer anytime that anybody wants to make a change or make a decision. I thought that was really a cool thing. And one of her quotes, and I love this, is that if it's a pain point for customers, it's a pain point for your people too. So a real focus on the employee experience at Australia Post as well.
Nice. And I really like the fact that Christine is focusing on both employee engagement as well as customer engagement. I mean, to be any country's post office, you are in effect then a crown corporation. So you are run as a government agency. But for her organization to then go up against the likes of, say, a FedEx or a UPS and go head to head, toe to toe, and focus in on that customer experience, because now it's coming down to being all about parcels and shipments, that's really a strong mission then.
Yes. Absolutely. Again, I can't emphasize enough the importance of, you know, the employee experience driving the customer experience. So again, I love that she has that focus too. So next up, we had Isabel Connor from Generali Insurance in Italy. This is actually her, she's a CMO slash CCO. This is actually her third CMO role, but she says she's always had visibility into the customer and to the customer experience. So in technically, this is her third CCO role in effect as well. So the catalyst to hiring her, Generali Insurance is a 185-year-old brand. And she basically said they need to become more dynamic. They need to become a 21st century company, and they need to become more customer centric. So you know, a little bit of a challenge there, but she said her biggest challenge was not getting the movement going in terms of focusing on the customer and the customer experience, but really sustaining it. And that's been her biggest challenge, sustaining it and keeping it fresh. She said that her critical success factors, though, were really getting the CEO support. And I think that's critical to every organization. Anytime you want to take on any kind of CX transformation, number one thing is to get that CEO support. Motivating broad teams, because they have, I forget how many markets they were in, but it's a huge number of markets. I want to say it's 20 plus. And making customers accessible to people who don't have direct contact with customers. So making sure that the back office also gets the impact of what they're doing on customers ultimately. Her best advice for future CCOs is to start small. I always love to say it's baby steps, and it really is. So start small. She also says, you know, insist that NPS is not about the score, which I love too, because when we think about focusing on the score versus focusing on improving the customer experience, it's two completely different things. It drives two completely different types of behavior. So make sure that when you are using NPS as a key metric, that you don't just focus on the score. And this was a key thing that she also mentioned several times throughout the interview, was the faster that you can link CX to economic value, the better. So ROI, the huge linkage analysis there for Generali Insurance. So I thought those were some great learnings there.
Right. And the fact that, I mean, think of it, you can't really equate or align Net Promoter Score with just the demand currently being driven by consumers. At the end of the day, and especially for something like insurance, consumers now want a digital experience, a mobile experience. It's being driven by millennials, maybe by Generation X. They don't necessarily want to go to a broker at a particular bricks and mortar location. If and when they can, they will most gladly go with the digital / mobile experience. So it's equal parts the customer driving this, and kind of that, again, as you mentioned, that inside out looking mentality, taking baby steps towards, you know, having everything being so CX centric.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. And up next, we had Nick Frunze with Esri. I've actually known Nick for several years. He is located here in Southern California, where I am. And so I have met him in person several times. And he is just a great, fun, dynamic guy. He's been with Esri for 18 years. His background is in training and technical support. Those are the roles he headed up before he jumped into the CCO position. He said that his key success factors for a CCO are similar to what Isabel mentioned, which are to be part of the executive team and have a direct line to the CEO. This position must have a direct line to the CEO. Also important to get mind share with fellow executives to get support for the initiatives and to work across silos. And I know that's one of the biggest challenges for a lot of organizations is silos, right? So his mission was to figure out how to work across those silos. And then his best advice for future CCOs, and I love this, you can't do it yourself. You are not the only man running this show or woman running this show, right? You cannot do it yourself in no way. You know, you've got to have the whole organization involved, from the executives down to the frontline staff, the back office staff. Everybody's got to be involved in this transformation.
Right. It's always that It's always that team effort. You know, it's never, a person is never an island unto themselves.
Right, exactly, exactly. And quite honestly, you know, I think when some people get into this role, they may be the only person in the CX organization for a long time, and that you start to feel that way. You start to feel like, oh my, it's just me. But really, it's not. It is the entire organization that's got to be involved in this. So.
Right.
All right, and then up last, we had Ingrid Lindberg. I've known Ingrid for several years as well. She is a former four-time chief customer officer, which is pretty awesome. We talked about a lot of different things, but one of her biggest challenges that I wanted to just throw out there, because obviously she has a ton of experience and can share a ton of that experience with everyone. But she said her biggest challenge was really that there have always been derailers. There's always somebody who's, you know, the heckler out in the audience, right? Or the person who says, you know, yes to the CEO when the CEO asks that this get done. And then as soon as they turn their backs, they go and they become subversive to the mission at hand, right? So that's probably been one of her biggest challenges. She outlined as the success factors for a chief customer officer to make sure that you do a lot of listening in the beginning, and that this was really interesting, that employee buy-in has taken her further than executive buy-in. As long as she's had, you know, the CEO on board and the CEO committed, it's really been more effective to get the employees to buy into the transformation, because they're the ones that have to do the work ultimately too. Another key thing that she outlined is that you really need to articulate the future and how to get there. So I think in short, you've got to have that CX vision, and you've really got to ask employees to help make that change. Again, they're the ones who are going to be delivering on it. And what I like to say is that for employees, we don't want to force this on them, right? We're not going to come in one day and just demand that, okay, now you're going to do X, Y, and Z, which is different from how you've done things before. What we want to do is we really want to engage them in the process and have them help define what the new experience is going to look like as well, or what the new processes are, or what they're going to do differently to deliver the experience that the customer wants. So it's always better to have them involved in redesigning it than it is to just, you know, force it on them. And I loved her advice for future CCOs. They need to have a heart of a lion, the patience of a saint, and the tenacity of a street fighter. Solid advice.
That's great advice. When you mentioned Street Fighter, I can't help envision something along the lines of Mortal Kombat, but that's just perhaps the video gamer in me then.
It's probably not too far off though. I love it.
So now, Annette, let's circle back on this ebook itself.
All right.
Why do you think the ebook has been such a success so far? And are you getting feedback? What kind of feedback are you getting? And from whom?
I've gotten great feedback. You know what? It's been a little overwhelming. It's been, you know, obviously from the five folks that I interviewed, they loved the book. But I've gotten a lot of feedback from my network as I've shared it out on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. I've gotten a lot of feedback from, and there are various folks, right? Are various levels and roles and just coming from all walks of life, basically. But a lot of, obviously I have a huge customer experience professional network. So a lot of CX professionals, marketing folks, consultants, it's been across the board. The feedback has been overwhelming and people have just, you know, loved the book. I think it answers questions that folks have about this particular position. I think a lot of folks are starting to get it. I think a lot of the executives are looking for affirmation for the work that they're doing, or they're just simply looking for some additional advice and seeing what other CCOs are doing as well. So I think those have all been huge factors in terms of why people are downloading and enjoying the book. I think the other thing is, and I've spoken at a few events recently, and I love to use the word that these are my peeps, right? These are my peeps. These are the folks who are having the same challenges and going through the same things that I'm going through every day. And this book supports a lot of those things and shares what others are doing in this role themselves. And I think that's affirmation for folks, and they love to see that. So
now, Annette, for those seeking advice, for those looking for guidance, give us some background information, educate us. How did the customer experience executive earn a spot within the C-suite? Did it just happen overnight? Is it something that's happened organically? Give us the background here, the context.
Well, you know, it's definitely not something that happened overnight. It has, again, it's been baby steps along the way, and it's been the work of folks like Jean Bliss and Ingrid Lindberg and Donna Peoples and other folks who have been in this role for a long time. It's, you know, huge credit to them for everything that they've done. It's the, you know, the Customer Experience Professional Association, which is validating and justifying that this is a thing, right, for lack of a better way of putting it. I think CEOs are slowly starting to get it as well. And once we've got that CEO commitment, this role is one that will continue to grow. So I think there's a lot of backstory here and a lot of history from these key folks who have been in these roles for several years. But we still have a lot more work to do. And with books like these and with feedback from the folks like the five that we interviewed for this, I think that it's going to get easier and easier going forward.
Okay, so then now what exactly is this customer focused leadership role all about? Fine, you are now the chief customer experience officer or the chief customer officer, but what does it all entail?
Yep. So in the book, I mentioned that it's an alphabet soup of letters, right? It's CCO, it's CXO, it's CCXO, it's CMO, it's all of those different things. So it's less really about the title than it is about what these folks are charged with and what they have to do. And I really liked the definition that the Chief Customer Officer Council uses to define this role, this CX executive role. And obviously it's a Chief Customer Officer Council, so they're specifically focusing on a definition of a CCO. But the way that they define it is an executive who provides the comprehensive and authoritative view of the customer and creates corporate and customer strategy at the highest levels of the company to maximize customer acquisition, retention, and profitability. All of that to say that this executive is the person who understands the customer, advocates for the customer, internally is working with various cross-functional leaders to champion what they know about the customer and the desired needs of the customer and what that customer ought to be, championing that CX strategy throughout the organization. The CCO or this executive role, not the person who's doing the work, but this is the person who's basically overseeing the strategy at, as the definition says, at the highest levels, in order to, again, advocate for the customer and make sure that the work gets done with the customer in mind always.
Okay, so the role itself has now been defined, but then you have to ask the question, does every company need a customer experience executive?
I hate to answer that with a no, but no. And I'll start with a no first, and then I'll tell you, you know, about the companies that do need. So if you've got, I'll give you a couple of examples, like Tony Hsieh with Zappos or Jeff Bezos with Amazon. If you've started the company with the customer in mind and with this customer obsession in mind and developed a culture that is all about the customer, then no, you know what, your CEO is already your chief or customer experience executive, right? And again, Zappos and Amazon, two great examples of that. If you're a larger organization, probably more complex, probably has been around for a long time, then I would say yes, because again, the CCO, the CXO, it is at that high level working to break down the silos and unite the organization and unite the effort and coordinate the efforts across the organization to focus on the customer. It's a way harder it's like turning the Titanic, right? It's a way harder thing to do to move these large organizations. And you do have to have that customer experience executive in place to do that. It's not going to happen in little pockets across the organization, because otherwise you'll continue with your siloed efforts and your siloed experiences. So I think that those are the ones who are more likely to need a chief customer officer or a customer experience executive than the smaller organizations. And that's not to say that the smaller organizations don't. It's just to say that when I say no, it's an organization that's already got a great culture in place or was built from the ground up to have that customer obsessed culture. So, not everybody needs one, but there does need to be someone in the organization who is always going to be the advocate for the customer.
Okay, so then now, Annette, for that advocate, what would be some of that person's critical success factors then?
That's a really good question. And I think I've mentioned some of them already. So given the interviews that we just talked about, I think the number one critical success factor is that they need to report to the CEO. This needs to be a position that is 100% supported by the CEO. The CEO needs to be 100% committed to the work that lies ahead. And so that's probably the number one critical success factor. We also need to make sure that all the executives are on board, not just the CEO, because we need cross-functional support for this transformation. And so we've got to have every executive on board to transform the culture. And every executive also has to really understand the importance of the customer to the business and really then work together to focus on that and to improve the experience and break down the silos and work together in the interest of the customer. Again, there's got to be this cross-functional team in place that really make sure that the work gets done that needs to be done organization-wide. If we don't have sort of cross-functional involvement, we're going to get that siloed experience, which, you know, is clearly a pain for the customer. And I think another key thing, and this was mentioned by, I believe it was Isabel, was that you've got to make sure to always link the work that you're doing to improve the customer experience, always needs to be linked to financial results, always needs to be linked to business outcomes. I think that's a huge success factor. And then last but certainly not least, and this was mentioned as well by a couple of the executives that I interviewed, is that employees need to be engaged and employees need to be involved and employees need to be bought in to the work that lies ahead. And they need to be empowered to do that work as well, give them direction and then let them go and do it. Because without employees, obviously, there's no customer experience.
Okay, so Annette, I'm now going to turn this on its head, and we've talked up the success, but now I have to ask you. And sometimes, you know, preparation is always so critical. It's always so fundamental to anything that any professional does. So, what then for our listeners to really prepare them? What would be some of the biggest challenges to success, you know, even within your own experience, your experience of peers, maybe discussions you've had at the CXPA, but what are some of those challenges? And it's always good to understand challenges so then you can always have a plan to overcome them, right?
Yep, absolutely. No, it's a great question. And I think going back to my number one success factor, it's also the biggest challenge. How do I get CEO commitment? How do I, and along with that, right in line with that is the linkage, right? How do I show ROI? Those are probably the two biggest questions and discussions and challenges that I hear from folks all the time. You know, I was just recently at the CXPA Insight Exchange, the annual membership event a couple weeks ago, and had a lot of discussions about both of those topics. It's really so key to have the CEO's commitment, because when we have his commitment, then he will commit the time, the money, the human resources. He will commit all of that to the effort, right? But if you don't have his commitment or her commitment, then you're trying to do this without the entire organization being involved, because the CEO's got to drive the message from the top, right, and make sure that everybody is on the same page. So that is huge. And then clearly to getting the CEO commitment is that linkage to business outcomes and ROI. That's still a topic that is near and dear to everyone's heart. It's still a challenge for everybody. So I would say those are two. Another one is not getting alignment with your peers. And again, this goes to breaking down the silos, right? So when I talk about peers, I'm talking about other executives on the executive team and making sure that every cross-functional area has an executive who is also on the same page and is also committed to transforming not only the culture, but then the customer experience. Because without that, you know, again, you've got silos and you've got somebody who's out there being the subversive one who is, you know, causing a kink in the journey for the customer. So that's a huge one. And then I think those are probably the three big ones: is CEO commitment, ROI, and not being aligned with your peers on the executive team so that we can break down silos. I would also say that a big challenge is a lot of times employees don't like it when don't like change, right? And so really getting employees bought into and committed to the work at hand is really key as well. Again, without employees, you've got and a great employee experience, you've got no customer experience. So I think those are probably some of the key challenges. Now, I would also add just one thing that, and I believe it was, I forget who said it, but I think it was Donna who had mentioned that you've got to be navigate the politics and be a salesperson and all that. I think if you don't have, I think that's just a personal challenge for somebody in the executive role, is if you don't have the ability to be those different roles, you know, to be a salesperson, to be a politician, to learn how to navigate, then that's going to, for you personally, as a CX executive, you're going to have a really tough time overcoming the other challenges.
So now I am really, really going to put you on the spot here, Annette. I don't have any kind of presidential music for this or any kind of election campaign music for this, but let's just then perhaps instead pretend we're on Shark Tank and you're going to do the salesperson pitch. So I'm kind of transitioning here from electioning and campaigning to salespersonship or salesmanship. And I'm going to put you on the spot and say, why does your company need a CXO? What is that 30-second or 1-minute pitch then?
Well, if I was on Shark Tank, I'd probably pull out a bunch of statistics and show those. But I think I can sum it up pretty easily by saying, you know, the customer experience is more critical now than ever, because we really are in this sort of commoditized world, and we need a true differentiator, and that true differentiator is the customer experience. The second reason is that customers need an advocate within the organization, and I could cite 1,000 different examples of bad customer experiences, especially over the last several weeks. You could name any airline, and you could come up with probably three solid examples of bad customer experiences over the last few weeks with any airline out there. So I think those are the two big things: is we need a differentiator in the commoditized world, and customers really need an advocate within the organization.
Awesome, Annette. Awesome. This has been, as always, a great insight-packed episode of the InspireCast. And this ebook that we're talking about, The Rise of the Customer Experience Executive, you can go to the URL www.gmc.net/riseofCXO. So that's the URL to download this very ebook that we've been talking up this entire session of the InspireCast. Annette, this has been a great session. Thank you.
Thank you again for having me. I always enjoy talking to you about this topic. So thanks again for having me. And I hope that listeners download the book and enjoy it as much as those who've already downloaded it enjoy it. And I hope that it's insightful and helps them in their journey moving forward.
And a big thanks once more to the contributors, the interviewees for the ebook, Donna, Christine, Isabel, Nick, and Ingrid. We couldn't have done this without you. And of course, Annette, for authoring the book. You are welcome back anytime to the show.
I would love to come back again. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll make sure we do that. So you can find the InspireCast on your sound platform of choice. Of course, for this to be all about customer experience, you just take your pick. You know, you can go iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and even Google Play. So make sure you have this podcast as part of your favorite playlist on all things customer experience for business and brands. This is your host, Mirza Baig, signing off. Bye for now. Ciao.